Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, the boring drums. All right, here we go. College football right around the corner. AP Top 25 is out. Tom has hand-selected a series of teams. It's up to us to decide, are they overrated or underrated?
Yeah, and we're going to start with the team in Norman and a team that Michigan is playing the second week of the season, Oklahoma.
I think this team, so in the coaches poll, I thought was underrated. In this one, I think they're appropriately rated. You think about their, they went and got, what are you looking at me for?
The game is overrated or underrated, not appropriately rated.
What?
The game is overrated, underrated, not appropriately rated.
Okay, I think they should be rated at eight. They're right where they should be, damn it!
He's ruining the game.
No, because I've got other ones that are okay. Overrated, underrated. But this is one where, okay, they were underrated in the coaches' poll because they go out and they get a coordinator, youngest coordinator in college football, to come from Washington State. Well, who does he bring with him? His quarterback. Quarterback very familiar with the system. They go get a running back from Cal, who's dynamic, has got speed on the edges, loves to get to the outside. Deion Burks, injured last year. Dynamic receiver. They went out to Arkansas Pine Bluff to get another receiver. They have upgraded offensively, defensively. With Brent Venables, he's going to be one calling the defenses this year. This is his season. 6-7 last year, 6-7 in his first year. Mix in a 10-3 record. I know I got to get to the point. They will be good defensively. They've got a freshman All-American at the corner position, Eli Bowen. They're going to, I think, okay, they're underrated. They should be 17.
They're 18.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say a tick overrated. They got 7 ranked games based on the initial top 25 on that schedule. I don't think they're going to be a team that finishes in the top 20.
Can the old Big 12 team step out and compete in the SEC? I think that's the million-dollar question.
Oh,
with
sure.
That
they were 2-6 in the SEC last year.
Yep. Great story to see what Venables does.
Clemson Tigers.
Underrated. Yes, I think they're the number one team in America.
Oh, you kidding me?
Cade Klubnik is a Heisman Trophy candidate, had a big-time junior season. He has elite receiving threats for the first time since Clemson was making national title runs. They have 2 first-round picks potentially on their D-line. Continuity, a guy who's done it before in Dabo. They are underrated at 4.
Overrated. I can't wait to see this first game against LSU. It has to be Brian Kelly's, I'm going to go out there and get a big win moment. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about same sound effect when we get to James Franklin. But I think they're overrated. I don't even think they're a top 10 team.
Ole Miss, the Rebels.
They're 21. I think they're overrated. They lost so much on defense and a first-round quarterback. SEC is going to be a minefield.
Ditto. Okay, I don't know what else you want me to say. They are overrated.
Let's go to number 23, the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Oh, wow. Texas Tech. Is there any school that has spent more money on their roster? Five transfers on offense, six transfers on defense. It's a brand new team. And so it's really kind of hard to tell what they're going to be. But at 23, I think until proven differently, I think they're overrated.
They got to go to Utah, to Kansas State, to Arizona State. And you're right. So much turnover. Portal's an unknown. Overrated.
Last year's darling, number 20, Indiana.
Thank you for the fun season. It was really cool. A lot of transfers from JMU coming over with their coach. This year, five transfers on offense. None of them familiar with this offense. It will be interesting to see how they act in the Big Ten this year. Schedule lays up for them a little bit.
It's another light schedule.
Fernando Mendoza, transfer quarterback from Cal. A lot of transfers coming out of Cal. I mentioned the running back already going to Oklahoma, quarterback going to Indiana. But I think they're a team that at 20, they're overrated. They don't finish the season in the top 25.
I think they're underrated. I think they'll follow the same blueprint as last year and win a bunch of gimmies and end up in the top 15.
You know what? John used a phrase, last year was cool. I think we're going to see a team like or two like that every single year in college football now because their schedule benefits them. They find a way into the playoff. Let's go to the biggie. You mentioned them earlier. Number 9, LSU Tigers and Brian Kelly.
I have them underrated. And I think there's some questions up front on the O-line, but they were the number one portal team in terms of talent coming in. They do that with a stable quarterback, one of the few proven quarterbacks in the SEC. They make case top five.
I would make a case for top five as well. Now the question is going to be, can Brian Kelly, can he do anything with it? Because you have a quarterback coming back. And I went back and looked at some of the throws that Nussmeier made last year. This dude has an unbelievable arm. I think he is going to come out in week one and just absolutely hammer the Clemson Tigers.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, we're going to have some fun with that.
Showdown.
Yeah, Mr. Clemson over there.
All right, one of the teams that everybody always wants back, but then they're never back, number 10 Miami Hurricanes.
I'm just not a believer in Carson Beck. And I was a believer in Mario Cristobal more when he was at Oregon, but at Miami, his alma mater, I just don't think he gets it done. I think they're a team that at number 10, they're overrated.
I thought it was tailor-made for them last year. They're good for throwing a game away every year because of Mario's in-game coaching. I have them overrated. And by the way, early season, Notre Dame, Florida, big early tone setters.
Number 12, Illinois, kind of the team this year that everybody's kind of buying into.
Over 100 starts combined on that offensive line. I know you like that, John.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say they're a tick overrated. They have a big game with Indiana early in the season. Whoever wins that will end up being
the Illinois-Indiana matchup. Who's it going to be?
You laugh. The winner might win 10 games.
And that will be Illinois. I think they're actually underrated. And some of it is the fact that I have to make a decision, and I can't say they're appropriately ranked. But I'm going to say they're underrated because of Altmaier now having some time in the system. Brett Bielema, it's going to take a coach some years to be able to recruit, develop, and whether it's the offensive line, defensive line. He's had some talent on a defensive line, but this is the year where that offensive line really gels with a quarterback that can zip the ball around, schedules light. I think Illinois is underrated.
That Illinois-Indiana game has 17-16 written all over. I just don't know who will win. All right, number 13, and a team that I like this year, South Carolina.
I like this team, too, and I like their quarterback, Lenora Sellers. You tell me there's a guy that is offered a whole bunch of money, but his response is, I got everything I want right here. I'm from South Carolina. Why would I want to leave and start over? They're taking care of me. They're paying me. I made a commitment. I'm a Heisman Trophy candidate. Give me Lenora Sellers, and I think this team is underrated. Defense is plays an aggressive style of defense,
but they
too.
Lost a lot of guys on that defense. So I found myself, I got to pick Florida or South Carolina. They're both kind of that trendy, could they break through? I'd lean more Florida, so I'll say South Carolina's a tick overrated.
Overrated Cox.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go with number five, Georgia.
There's been some, I always just gloss over that. There's been some slippage with the Bulldogs at five. Feels a little steep. I went slightly overrated.
Yeah, I think they're overrated as well. Gunnar Stockton, I just don't have faith that he could be a quarterback that can navigate the SEC, the schedule that they're going to be playing this year. Yeah, I think there's some slippage, so I'm going to go overrated.
All right, you mentioned James Franklin early. Number two, Penn State.
Want to say at the same time? One, two, three.
Overrated. Well, because if I say they're underrated, that puts them at number one.
Yeah.
So by default, they've got to be under. They got to be overrated. And if there's a team on this list that is just oozing with potential, it's Penn State. Quarterback, running backs. Wide. They went to the wide receiver portal
again.
Three wide receivers. Now they got some speed out there, but it's going to be a matter of can Alar be the quarterback that they need him to be, the leader that they need him to be.
Yeah, again, can these, again, portal, can they find separators? Is it second year Kotelnicki, the OC from Kansas? But Aller's where it starts and ends. I just don't believe in him.
And finally, we go local. And this is hard, I think. Number 14, Michigan.
Go ahead, my friend.
Well, you're going to say underrated, right?
No.
I'm going to say overrated.
I'm going to say overrated as well. How do you go into a season ranked 14 in the country with an unproven and yet to be determined offensive line, a quarterback competition, and I know that you have the number one recruit in the country, but he is going to be a freshman. What are the receivers? Are we actually going to throw a forward pass and complete it this year for more than 10 yards? Unproven. I don't know. With all this unproven ability offensively, how could you be ranked 14?
Paging Devin McCulley. They need someone to step up in that receiver room.
And I think they can, but it's all potential.
And I know you like what they have stocked on defense, but they did lose three high-end defensive linemen in Grant.
Yeah, but I like this defense.
Graham and Stewart.
I think the numbers will be better. You're not going to have one guy like you had with a Grant or a Graham or a Josiah Stewart, but it is going to be hired assassins on defense.
Did we miss someone you want to review on? Overrated, underrated? Let us know. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.